At the time of this assassination, Onassis was one of the most wealthy, powerful men in this world. People in this country do not realize the extent of his empire. It's interesting to note when you track his activities during World War II, it would appear that he actually helped to broker that war. He supplied oils and munitions to both sides during that conflict, and his ships were welcome into all the ports. None of his ships or any of his men were ever harmed during that war.
So he stayed relatively neutral, but he helped everybody.
Well, actually, he stayed in New York, and he stayed there counting his money.
Lots of money.
Yes, yes.
Now, if Jackie was on his yacht, you said, what, 15 days before the assassination?
17 days.
17
yes.
days. Mm-hmm. She obviously knew him before that.
Well, actually, she and Jack had met him. Joe Kennedy arranged for them to go aboard the yacht in the early in the 1950s as a guest of Winston Churchill. Now, Onassis was one of these people who collected people, and Churchill was one of his prize collections. He had him as a guest on his yacht all the time. And Joe Kennedy arranged for Jackie and Jack to go aboard the yacht. And after their visit, Churchill and Onassis commented to each other that they weren't that impressed with Jack, but they were quite taken with Mrs. Kennedy.
What was it that Jackie found attractive about Aristotle? You know, because didn't he wear those heavy glasses? He had an eye disease.
Yeah.
And Kennedy, good-looking guy. You know, maybe Jackie aware of Kennedy's philandering?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So maybe she lost respect for him.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a political marriage. They had separate lives. They had separate bedrooms. And Jackie was there because he had to have a Catholic wife to become president.
So she really probably wasn't in love with Kennedy, the way that one would think a couple should be in love.
Absolutely. I think she was more, I think she liked Jack. I think, however, they both had other people in their lives, other interests. And it was the way their marriage was set up from the get-go. Jack's father's marriage was the model for his marriage. Jack's father always had other women in his life, even coming into their home. And here Jack was at the White House. And as we now know, the White House was quite a place of activity. It was a busy little beehive for Jack.
So the yacht trip occurs.
Yes.
I guess without witnesses other than the Greek crew,
oh, yes.
We really don't know what happened on that yacht.
Well, the people who were on that yacht commented afterwards, after the cruise was over, that it had been a romantic interlude.
Uh-huh.
Jackie was quite taken with Onassis, and you ask, you know, what did she see in him? Well, he was a short, unattractive man. However, he was a Greek man. He had tremendous amount of charisma. And when he stood on top of his money, he was probably the tallest man in the world.
Well, and looks isn't everything, you know, if you have the package.
Yes, as we see from Jacqueline's life as it continues, looks weren't everything for her. She was attracted to men who were probably not your classic handsome movie star types,
right,
like Jack. However, they nurtured her, they took care of her, and
she liked the power.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so somewhere along this yacht cruise,
mm-hmm.
And I'm speculating here as a guy, Aristotle Onassis is falling in love.
Absolutely.
And he's saying, I got to get this woman away from this guy.
Right.
How do I do it?
I think one night under the stars, it's very romantic that they're alone. Onassis would look into her eyes and say, Jacqueline, I adore you. I worship you. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, nothing I wouldn't give you. Now let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If your husband were out of the picture, would I have a chance?
And he didn't, of course, say dead. He just merely said
out of the picture. Yes.
And she says,
well, she certainly would consider him if her husband were out of the picture, wouldn't you?
And so all of a sudden, Aristotle Onassis, a little light bulb goes on in his head, according to your theory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bing, And what does he start to think?
Well, as being one of the most wealthy, powerful, savory men in the world, he looks at Jacqueline and he thinks, I want her. I want her, and I'm going to get her.
And they're not going to divorce, right?
No. Divorce was out of the question because Jack was a Catholic. And do you realize if Jackie at that time had divorced Jack Kennedy, she would have become one of the most hated women in the world.
To say nothing about his reelection chances.
Absolutely. It was, divorce was never an option for Jacqueline Kennedy.
All right. So Aristotle then says, I got to come up with something else. What happens?
Well, my theory is that with his connections, he did get connected with the mafia. However, it was the mafia in Europe. The assassins that were hired were the best in the world. Their assignment was to kill one man only. Their assignment was to escape and to leave no trail. They were hired out of Marseille, France, and the particular assassin that I name in my book, incidentally, George, this is the same man that A&E named in their five-part series, The Men Who Killed Kennedy. The man that I named, he arrived with his crew in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They were there for 48 hours. They completed their assignment, and they escaped through Canada.
How soon after the assassination did Aristotle see Jackie again?
Oh, isn't this interesting? Aristotle Onassis, on the day of the assassination, was in Hamburg, Germany, christening his newest ship the Olympic Chivalry. Interesting name for a ship. And at that moment, when he found out of the assassination, he boarded one of his Olympic Airlines planes, and he flew directly to Washington, D.C. When he arrived there, he went directly to the White House, and I have documented that upon his arrival, he spoke privately to Mrs. Kennedy with no other witnesses, and then he proceeded to stay as Mrs. Kennedy's guest in the White House during the funeral.
Now, I thought he was banned from even coming into the country or coming to the White House, so she let him in.
Yes, absolutely. JFK had banned him from entering the country. So now you have one man lying in a coffin in the East Room and another man who is his enemy in the guest room.
How soon did he start seeing her?
Oh, right
after
away.
That? So they were an item right away, or was she a little smarter than that?
Oh, they were very, very discreet.